Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and bitches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and bitches in the zombies eating up your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girl, I'm throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, flashing guns, chopping long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked riches. No protections, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang's on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle around the radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating up your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating up your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Well, whoop, y'all good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Ride, baby, with your host, David, co-host, Ghetto G. Still kind of watching Raw, so we said we're going to track about Chris Calico with Nighttime.
You do love the nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Feels so real.
Put your arms around me, baby,
and show me what it's made for.
Take on Mini.
It was the first day back to school, cutting up in class, acting like a tool. Friends were rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight.
Bummer.
I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9s or 10s? Hoping a few hotties that move from other cities, and in walked a girl with sick old bitties.
Woo!
I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize. Double D guarantee, I was checking the size. It's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. Or Earth and Mars, having some fun. Wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point I let my mind run and drifted off thinking about them sick old bitties. Ha! Sick old bitties.
Mount Fuji brought its twin.
Sick old bitties.
Two felons in a shirt.
Sick old bitties.
I put books in my lap.
Sick old bitties.
Head bobbing as she walked.
Sick old bitties.
Oh my god!
Sick old bitties.
Shirt boobs, having a fiesta. Later in lab, we were messing with test tubes. Couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest.
Boobs!
Wasn't paying attention. Got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees. The best kind of bees.
Boobies.
I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined. I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time.
Oh, snap.
I'm gonna ask her to prom. And in my head, she responds,
you're the bomb.
Nervous, so I count to three.
I like your boobs. Go to prom with me?
Ha!
Tig old bitty.
King Kong boobs.
Tig old bitty.
We track the land.
Tig old bitty.
Like my balls.
Tig old bitty.
Real big.
Tig old bitty.
Oh my god.
Tig old bitty.
So I'm getting ready, stain on my shirt, mom's spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to cop a feel once we get to school. She said,
no touching, that's the rule.
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and Tig old bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rained from the sky. Oh my god! You stuffed your shirt! Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt.
Oh, fake old bitties.
Wow!
Fake old bitties!
You're breaking my heart with
fake old bitties!
You're crushing my dreams with
fake old bitties!
I can't believe it!
Fake old bitties!
You really suck!
Fake old bitties!
I can't believe you would do that!
Fake old bitties!
Why would you do that? Wait, you're just trying to get everyone's attention?
Down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
And we are back. Now, let's see, up next with the give y'all, how about some Project Wise, Room to Breathe.
Jump, 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 breathe, jump, 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 breathe, jump, jump, give it. a stranger, I'd be the kind you shouldn't talk to. Listen, nobody can match this, cause I make crowds do backflips.
Come on, jump, jump, freeze.
Seven deadly sins. If I was a sin, I'd make the crowd flip. I'm the first kid alive that was born inside a mosh pit. If I was time, then I would stand still. If I was depressed, I'd be the type that makes a man kill. Cause I will gas up the anvil. You come around, so with no steel.
Next, brand new track from my boy, the one and only Vec of Las Vegas. Y'all, here we go. This is Vectual Content.
Everyone get your fuck on, be perverse.
Wanna fuck me?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Fuck her up and I don't mean just with your facial lift. She's giving me pussy, I'm giving a dick. Give and take relationship. I grovel on vagina, my thigh masterpiece. Wet wild bitch, make a splash and scream. Touching her back and slapping her ass. Last with the bus and get cracking for last. Touching it up and it's up and defucking. She holds a position, calling it coming. She hotter than fuck, not having her. It's like hell's torment. What she was wearing, I said fuck yes, of course it. Licked on that pussy like that cat was cleaning itself. I was showing her face, blowing away my head, lowering the legs like an elf. Hit it like wolf style while I grabbed the tits and rinsed the bitch, making the drip and lick from the cot. She sips in her lips like a popsicle stick. We were shagging on the counter, we were shagging in the shower. Time to swing it like a metronome, chiming in a clock tower. We get naked, start smashing shit like Eric Andre. It's so hot how we get the heat like fucking summer all day. Make her moan, hearts vibrating me. Innocent till proven filthy, but I don't judge. Fuck nah, we know that we're both guilty. I got a lace up like a turkey, getting plenty of my stuffing. I'm a happy Thanksgiving, this won't give those balls a jumping. Empty my turkey base around her back and tits. She wipes up a little bit on her hand and licks. It gets me turned on like the reboot of my system. She likes my floppy disk, so I shove it hard in her. My dick causing murder. Love, I see a squirter. Pussy making waves, I surf her and I slurp her. I'm pervert, tits on top of my face as she riding me. I'm in a booby trap, she get real bone, bonafide. Who's your daddy? Booty slap. Hit it like the jackhammer in this construction site. Putting in the work fiercely, yeah, that's fucking right. Tripping semen, I'm a demon and a sleep molester. Possess that pussy, call it possessive. And how is she you ask. She is so fine, sucking her down like a Slurpee with my fingers between her thighs. On her back of legs, stuff she spreads her V like she's rapping me. Now two girls sucking on my piece like they're blowing tree when blowing me. Been curious on a soft fucking, call it Big Bang Theory. Got a porno in the making, like Zach and Mary. I'm removing her skirt, putting it work under her skirt, making it hurt, making it purr, sweating it curse. So hot it burns with a lot of spurs. Feeding on the pussy like a drum, I'ma hit the skins. Play with the body like I show my instruments. If I roll around with two steel dicks inside my pants, one for the fucking and the other going click clack. Yeah, she's right on my dick like a roller coaster. The other my face, I pull her closer, getting in the warmth and making it pop like a toaster. She's got the sense of a god, so I call them entities. She's doing me and doing me, addict of that ballsy. I'm triple S for triple Bex, give a trip effect. Go camping in that pussy, cause she makes me pitch a tent. Nails in her back as I rammed her against a crib. She got a mold like I was raping her. I love that shit. She wasn't ready for the darkness I had to give her. I was hurting that pussy like it had a few slivers. Bitches get me picked up with juice. Watch me come a long way. Living in tank like it's graffiti in the vaginal hallway. She knows how to get nasty. Take a load off. She be calling me horse sick like goodbye so long. Cunt in a blunt, blunt in a cunt, get literally fucked up. Then we fall asleep all over each other till we wake up and hump.
Ah, yeah, we back. Let's see here what to give y'all next. Let's see. I'm about Twisted. Bella Morta.
I feel a touch like a cold breeze tickle my neck. She here to show me more ways than it does. I would expect her to know by now. I won't bend or be afraid of anything she shows me or anything she says. She want me to be scared cause she feeds on fear. It shows me horrible things so I don't see so clear. My vision is so distorted and covered with new eyes. There's so many people covered in blood and ready to die. I'm afraid of my own self and it won't help me none to get a gun and put it to my nose. I know that you're alone and I figured that we can talk.
She's calling on me every night. She's scratching the walls to keep me afraid. Every day she keeps tearing at my sanity and bearing how it's become so mundane.
Becoming insane. I won't be afraid.
Flashbacks trigger my brain, shoot through it like fireworks again and again. And if I'm going insane and I'm taking somebody with me
out the window of the glass house you've been living.
And if I'm just another page and you can turn and get away from them, please do me a favor, return it before the day comes. And hopefully it's sooner than later,
cause I'm feeling my patience growing thin in this relationship.
And the greater you integrate, all the haters in my mind say it's only one way to retaliate. Grab a 38, hold it to my temple, waiting on the word.
And now it all seems so simple, it's absurd.
Maybe it'll stop if you see me holding the gun. I'm a suicide and this is what I'm gonna become. I'm hoping you can learn from my past and what I've done. And in the long run, maybe you won't have seen the gun.
Wicked, would it have teeth? Would it bite? Oh, smell it, leave the holes in their teeth? What if love was wicked?
are back. Ghetto G, man, what'd you think of Daniel Bryan attacking Bray Wyatt at the end of Raw, man?
Well, that didn't last too long.
No, it sure as hell didn't.
Two matches and he's out of the being a heel. How about that?
Yeah, right. But I hope you're ready for SmackDown, man.
No, I'm not ready for the New Age Outlaws to continuously keep fighting.
Well, it's going to be the New Age Outlaws versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust in the main, as the main event.
So can you tell me why that's even necessary?
No.
Like, if they win, are they going to get a title shot?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even
know. Like, how is that even going to help any storyline going on right now?
I don't know. And don't you just love it when people have fucking conversations on our fucking promos?
Really? People have conversations? Who the fuck would have thought? On our promos about what? What are they talking about?
Well, I used the promo, you know, with the female Jason Voorhees, like, chick.
Okay.
And then, you see, Michael Likens tagged Sarah Pritchard Kanzawa, I don't know how to pronounce that bitch's last name, said, "On tequila." She said, responded, "LOL, not even, haha, not that bad. It's why I bought you a knife and not a machete." So, yeah, just having like a really random conversation.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah. Took him a while. Because, like, you know, I posted that maybe about 22 minutes ago. And, or something like that. And it just now started fucking convalescing up on there.
Yeah, it was like earlier, John Crazy Clown posting up asking for a number of some party line, chat line or some shit. So I posted this number. I wonder if he even realized that it was this number.
Probably not.
Because he was looking to get, a new chat line or some bullshit with his stupid ass.
And I would have posted up 1-800 fuck your party lines.
Well, there's that too. But posting this number would have other people see the number.
Well, yeah.
And randomly call it if they're curious.
And I doubt they're ever curious about anything. I mean, shit, if they're on fucking Donkey's on.
Well, that's true. They're not as curious as my stupid-ass cat always getting into everything.
Yeah, that's true. I'm so glad I don't go on my personal page anymore.
So, I guess Triple H was having an off night. He let the Usos win.
Yeah, right?
I was not expecting them to actually win.
That was awkward.
Well, we had at least two injuries tonight. Rey Mysterio and John Cena's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less. Well, for some odd reason, they had to bring him to the full gate in emergency room on a stretcher.
Damn it, Sin Cara, fucking up your boy's entrance.
Damn it, Sin Cara. Why is it you had to fucking make it so that way John Cena's dad got injured for a second time?
That was pretty funny that Randy Orton was trying to fight the rest of the people that were in front there, too.
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck was that?
Like, I thought he was going to hit that other fat guy.
Yeah, I did too.
And then that lady's screaming. I'm like, what the fuck is she screaming about?
Maybe she was afraid that Randy Orton would hit her too.
And why is it that we could hear her so loudly?
I have no idea.
Was fucking John Cena's dad wearing a microphone? Like, what the fuck?
Probably.
How he didn't even get punched at all, like.
Yeah, it's just.
I like when they make up the injury report. Like, what did they say?
Yeah.
Something about his eye socket or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think they said that he fractured, I thought they said that he fractured his eye.
Like he gets punched in the eye and he has to be taken out on a stretcher. Like I wonder how boxers feel about that. They're always getting knocked upside the fucking head. They don't get pulled out on stretchers.
Yeah, I mean, then again. I think Cara probably got fucking taken on a stretcher for having a dislocated finger.
There we go. That's going to be the next match. Sin Cara versus...
Cena's dad.
Yeah, we'll just say Cena's dad in a stretcher match.
But that'd be funny, too, if they actually did that.
It would be appropriate.
It would be.
But instead, they'll just give us the Shield versus some other person we've already seen a million times.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, did we really have to see the main event from SmackDown to on Monday Night Raw, too?
I guess so.
So how many times is Triple H going to screw over CM Punk?
Every chance he gets.
I mean, bringing in old DX people to screw him over now?
I mean, shit, what's next? Fucking Shawn Michaels going to come back.
Didn't he already screw over CM Punk?
No, he screwed over Daniel Bryan, remember?
Well, there's that, too.
Next thing you know, I don't know, they're going to bring back fucking X-Pac, and X-Pac's going to screw him over.
Speaking of X-Pac, it's pretty funny. On Google, when I was searching up that Ultimate Warrior thing, brought up a link talking about five wrestlers that you thought were dead, and he was one of them.
Who, X-Pac?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Man, he didn't die, he just fucking tore up his asshole.
There was five wrestlers that people thought were dead, I guess, and he was on the list. And Ultimate Warrior was another one, of course, because that's why I came up. And then Jake the Snake was on there.
But, well, Jake the Snake we know ain't dead. I mean, he was just on fucking old school Raw.
Yeah, I just watched this damn clip of this show or something with DDP, him and Scott O, and how Jake the Snake was addicted to crack and drinking and all this until he found DDP's yoga and shit. But DDP, he wanted to save these guys' lives, man. He did a pretty damn good job, though. But to sell his DVD or tape or whatever the fuck it is for $100 a piece, man, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, right?
How you going to sell a yoga tape for $100? Really? Like people really buy that shit? Man, I can go buy the Carmen Electra workout thing for cheaper.
Man, I can go to Planet Fitness for only $10 a month.
I'm just saying, man, he's got people buying it and shit, but like, it's
$100.
That's an extreme price.
Yeah, and just for some fucking yoga.
Like you better be showing up in my living room and like, you know, giving me showing me what the fuck to do with shit or something.
Wait, so you want DDP to show up in your living room and just show you what to do?
Right! Well, I mean, I better be paying for, like, a live person or some shit, you know, $100.
Oh, man.
And it's pretty funny that one of the things that he actually does in the thing is how he, you know, there's the whole diamond cutter sign, and he makes that, like, a workout, like, pose type thing.
What the fuck?
So it's pretty funny that he uses that in the routine of that.
And
they showed another clip of them calling up Scott Hall on the phone, and he was drunk as fuck, talking about, I just want to die. I don't want to die. It's pretty crazy how fucked up these wrestlers get after they're done.
Yeah, right?
It's him and Jake the Snake, man. They both just wanted to die.
Man, I'm pretty sure fucking X-Pac probably wanted to die, you know, after fucking ripping his asshole apart.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't pleasurable at all.
But I definitely don't think it was. But I mean, shit, man. I mean, if I'm going to pay $100 for fucking yoga, man, I'll pay fucking Trish Stratus and she can come here and teach me.
I don't think her husband would like that very much.
I don't give a fuck.
You can get DDP, you guys can go diamond cutter people.
Yeah, you can do that.
You could show up to your work playing the DDP's music.
Yeah, good. Although, you know, I don't think anybody at my job would actually fucking know what the hell that would be for.
Well, I think it would be kind of clear when it starts out with, yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
You think, anyways.
If you don't know who it is then what the fuck?
Oh, half my fucking coworkers don't even watch wrestling.
What about that one random dude that found you in the parking lot wanting you to play wrestling games?
I mean, I'd be lucky if maybe there's one person knew who the fuck it was. Man, what the fuck? Everyone needs to check out the new demo Demon mixtape. And best of all, it's free. Man, you probably have fucking horrible artists up on there. I don't know, some bitch is fucking posted up in adult Lowe's and Let's family chat, and that's one of the things that came up.
Alrighty then. On that note, you can go play that Black P track I put up on a soundboard.
Sounds good. Let's see if I can find it. Go to Black Pegasus. Let's see. There we go. Splash out.
Yeah. It's your boy Black P.
Black Pegasus.
Yeah. Got something new for you. Yeah. splash them with that new flavor. Seasoning, splash them with that real shit until they seein' things. This ain't a song about some swag. Chinese food delivery to cast out the bag. I'm going in, I'm going out. They have some soul, they sold it out for a low amount. They hold account, they lost the path, don't know the route. When I'm in the city, screening all my cars. Female tennis, two bitches swinging on my balls. I kill them slow like GMOs for years and they ain't even know. Narcolepsy on the floor, so when they wake, they bake like morning bro. Got the crowd geeked like a triple stack. After I rock the fans, they wouldn't wanna nickel back. Fuck the government, I'm on some other shit. Sarah Palin jack me off with oven mitts, cause I'm hot with everything I'm coming with. Cats want beef, nigga, break the covenant. Cats jealous. They wanna be me. If you a oil spill, you still couldn't be P. It's typical, this shit is typical. Everything I hear now so unoriginal. It's typical, this shit is typical. Everything I hear out so unoriginal. I flash all of them flows, I flash all of them flows. I spit the spit, I flip the script and I flash all of them flows. I flash all of them flows, I flash all of them flows. I spit the spit, I flip the script and I splash all of them flows, whoa. Splash them with that crew shit, brass knuckle gang. BKG, ain't nothing changed. You want a song on some basic shit? Turn up, there's a glitch in the matrix, bitch. That's why my image is no image, that's why my gimmick is no gimmick. I'm in the game, making moves, y'all niggas just go scrimmage. Corporate greed, and it has its effects. Now your job's in jeopardy, like Alex Trebek. My life is ill, my life is real. No need to sign a license deal. You can't reveal this type of skill. That's like a cure inside a pill. Won't let them put a bullet through my body. Triangles, but I see through Illuminati. Control your mind, they co-design. They got you working overtime. They tote the line, I tote the nine. To protect my soul divine. Don't care about words a dummy wrote. The joke's on you like those shirts with funny quotes. Why? It's typical, this shit is typical. Everything I hear now so unoriginal. It's typical, this shit is typical. Everything I hear out so unoriginal. I flash all of them flows, I flash all of them flows. I spit the spit, I flip the script and I flash all of them flows. I flash all of them flows, I flash all of them flows. I spit the spit, I flip the script and I splash all of them flows, whoa.
Okay, now we're back.
Yes, we are.
And I'm looking at Ninja, I'm looking at fucking Ninja Socks.
Looking at what?
Ninja Socks.
Ninja Socks.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that ninjas wore special socks.
Oh yeah, they're called tabby socks.
They wear cat socks.
No, tabby, T-A-B-I.
Okay then, whatever the fuck that is. And why do you need ninja socks? You're not a fucking ninja.
I don't know, man.
You like Beverly Hills Ninja or something. Fuck.
Well, I mean, shit, man. I think we'll get his Mortal Kombat, well, Scorpion costume. And I figured, shit, why not get some ninja fucking socks to go with it?
Did you really just say you were getting a Scorpion costume?
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm going to be the fat version of Scorpion.
Yeah. When you walking around, you get to sport that. You see some hot bitch like, get over here.
Yeah. And next thing you see is me running from the cops.
Next thing you see, man, you see her throwing a fucking ice ball at you. It being Sub-Zero.
Or Frosty.
Or Frost, yeah. Frost only made, like, one appearance, though.
Yeah. I mean, I could go with the fucking Sub-Zero costume. I mean, you know, if they had a...
I think it'd be better if you were Scorpion.
I mean, it'd be nice if they had one for fucking Smoke, then I could be him.
Well, painted gray.
Or Reptile.
I mean, the suits aren't much different.
No, but, I don't think they don't have the costumes though for Reptile.
Well, now is the time to put your cosplay into work. Make your own.
I mean, they got a 4-inch Reptile fucking action figure. That was absolutely retarded.
Man, I think I used to have it.
I mean, he's like all green. But almost looks like he's got the mask of Bane from fucking Dark Knight Returns.
Shit, or Dark Knight Rises. I used to have a few Mortal Kombat toys back in the day. I even had like a Mortal Kombat boat. Or maybe it wasn't a Mortal Kombat boat. I just probably put a sticker on it or something. I don't fucking know.
And like half this shit's not like not even fucking costumes either, because of the fact that I typed in the fucking Smoke Mortal Kombat costume, all that comes up is Mortal Kombat Smoke Candy Bead Mask, right for raves. Yeah, because my status is to fucking go to a fucking rave.
Well, there you go. There's a nice outfit to wear to the rave, Smoke.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
You could blend in.
Yeah, I think I'm better off with fucking Scorpion.
There you go. You can pop some ecstasy, dress up as Scorpion, and go to a rave.
Man, what the fuck would Scorpion be like if he was on ecstasy in a fucking rave?
All night trying to rip people's spines out. Singing, "No roof, no roof. The roof is on fire."
Yeah, I can't see Scorpion ever singing that.
Well, I'm just saying, because fire and Scorpion, yeah.
Well, yeah, I just don't see him ever singing the roof is on fire.
Well, you said he was on ecstasy, man, so.
No.
Shit can come out.
No. You said he was on ecstasy.
Yeah, and then you said he was at a rave. What do you think they do at raves?
Oh, man. Man, half of these fucking head, like fucking hoods and headwear shit's pretty fucking dope. Like the Under Armour head. Heat gear, tactical hood, headwear, one size fits all. They obviously haven't been a fucking fat person yet.
Well, there you go. You can get that, try it on, say it don't fit, and let them know that one size does not fit all.
Well, I mean, come on, man. I fucking tried that. Come on, like, I tried that with the fucking, what were they? That fucking ICP belt. They said one size. Well, one size does not work.
That's why you should just rip the seatbelt out of your car and wear that.
Yeah, I'd probably bet off of that.
At least that thing can adjust.
Yeah. The fucking other belt, the fucking seatbelt that they sell, fucking Spencer does not adjust. I mean, it adjusts, just not to fucking fat person size.
Exactly, man. It's Spencer's. They don't sell fat people clothing there.
Well, they do, but they just don't sell fat people belts there.
No, they don't. They only go to like a 2X. That's not fat people.
I don't know. The one here goes up to like 3X, 5X.
Well, you got the special one then.
Yep. Yep, I do. Man, why the fuck are people inviting me to go see ABK in Detroit? Probably not Detroit. Fucking New Mexico. That's even better.
I don't know. So you can go Hound Dog Twisted the whole time you're down there. Like in that documentary, man, down in New Mexico, man. Them damn people going wild and shit over Twisted being there.
Oh, man.
Like, can I take a picture with you? Can you sign this? And then they were like, man, New Mexico got you all beat.
You know what? Speaking of hound dogs.
Hound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzo. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucking hound dogs, what? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch, look a fine, get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin, like my mama and your mama's sister or something. Oh yeah, we down, go ahead, let them in. Knuckle hammers to the chin, be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
Get back, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck. You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick, and then to find a Jay's dick, to blaze his dick, try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs!
Club, smoking on the square, step on out to get a little fresh air, but I can't do that, I get attacked like a cardiac, people run from front to back, I like side net, ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles, gotta stop, walk around, spreading rumors like you know, singing shit, you heard me tell a hoe after a show, oh me, I don't play that shit one bit, fuck around and get your head cut off right quick, psychopathic bitch boy, beat the axe, specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Plotting against the whole world in fact. So get off my dick and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all.
Yeah.
Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been the shit.
Bitch,
I had to sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, ew.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Now all them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy-ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole, and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute, though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these backstreet Richie fake hoes. I ain't had pussy in 11 years. I've been dead.
Oh.
Ain't nobody shedding tears.
Nope.
Look,
work, bitch, I don't give a fuck about fame. Got cock for you bitches, cause I'm married to the game.
Yeah.
Ain't no shame to the shit I speak. Slap outdoor bitches in their face for weeks. Free, I see you hating on my Raiders cat. Went back in the day, you was all about
sure
that
was.
Shot that ass out back in 89. Barry wearing low, in his clock of mine. Rose from the dead with the loaded click. My judge played out night, changing shit.
Nope.
Hey, aren't you Monoxide Child?
That's right, bitch.
Right, the skinny one. My best friend John's supposed to be cousins with you or something.
Who?
So, like, I figured if you give me your phone number, I can give it to him, and maybe we can all hang out or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, my God, it's Blaze. Hey, dead homie!
You the hound dog, bitch. Yeah. Allow me to smack your face. Riding on my dick, now how my nuts taste. Every place that I go, somebody want a photograph or an autograph, but can I get a dap? How did y'all get started? Y'all shit is really tight. And what be motivating y'all to grab a pen and write? Listen here, little bitch, I'm the killer in disguise. Twisted motherfucker with the milk white eye. I despise how you try to perpetrate like a juggalo, but you ain't down, motherfucker, you's a juggalo. Hey ho, you're afraid of the fact. Never packing a gap and always seen with an act. Take another picture and I'll break your jaw. I got an 80-pound punch for each and every one of y'all. Motherfuckers with the bitch ass, hound dog face.
Yeah.
My ass cracks exposed, go ahead and get a taste.
Come on.
Staring at me like I'm a set of titties. Autographing t-shirts, hats, and socks. And this bitch don't even know riddle but. Real juggalos don't want no picture. They just walk up like,
what up, nigga?
After that, they give a fuck where I'm headed. They're like, fuck him, we're looking for netting. And I don't need any more free tattoos. Got my arms looking like Motley Crue. I could be talking to the finest bitch in the land. And you run up like,
hey, what up?
And have Billy Bill blew down in the parking lot. Do I think I'm better cause netting comes easy? For shazy, bitch. Bottom line, y'all, get off our balls. Psychopathic out like Biggie Smalls.
And we are back.
Yeah, we are.
So, would you ever spend $85 on a pair of shoes?
Spend over $70 on some shoes?
What about $90?
No, I'm not that extreme with paying for shoes.
Yeah, Max, I'm looking at these Hero Ninja Unisex Black and Brick shoes.
Did you say unisex?
Yes.
Of course you did.
And for a fucking size 9, they're $85. Plus free shipping and free return.
Okay, then.
But maybe when I get my fucking income tax, maybe I'll buy them.
Get your what?
Once I get my income taxes in, maybe I'll buy them.
I thought you said once you get your ankle tats.
What the fuck? My ankle tats, what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
What the fuck is an ankle tat?
You know, a tattoo on your ankle?
Oh, you said tat. I thought you said fucking tax.
No, that's just a made up thing.
Well, it is now.
Yes, the boringness of NXT in the background.
That's just Bo Dallas versus Adrian Neville. to match that ain't worth shit.
That commentary is fucking pathetic.
Yeah, that makes fucking Michael Cole seem interesting.
Well, at least with Michael Cole, man, you got somebody sitting next to him making fun of him.
Yeah, this is true.
And then people are always just blurting out shit, man. Nobody ever knows what each other's talking about.
That's true. But the only reason why I wear, not wear, watch NXT is because of Paige.
Well, she's not going anywhere anytime soon, so.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, she's the only one.
Pointless.
I mean, like, you know, she's really the only one that's worth watching up on there. But what do you say we play another track? So, I see we got a guest in the room. Guest, welcome to JR. I don't know who the fuck you are. You might want to sign in so that we know who you are. But, shit, man. Grab your fucking chick. And this is for anyone that actually might be tuned in listening. Grab your fucking bitch. Take her into the bedroom and fuck the shit out of her.
The fuck? We don't promote sexual intercourse here.
This is Vect with Vectual Content.
Everyone get your fuck on, these perverses. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Fuck her up and I don't mean just with your facial lips. She's giving me pussy, I'm giving a dick. Give and take relationship. I grovel on vagina, my thigh masterpiece. Went wild, bitch. Make a splash and scream. Touching her back and slapping her ass. Last with the bus and get cracking for last. Touching it, thumping it, stuffing deep fucking. She holds a position. Calling it coming. She hotter than fuck. Not having her. It's like hell torment. What she was wearing. I said, fuck yes, of course. And licked on that pussy like that cat was cleaning itself. I was showing her face. Blowing away my head. Lowering the legs like an elf. Hit it like wolf style while I grab the tits and rinsing the bitch. Making the drip and lick from the cot. She sips and it looks like a popsicle stick. We were shagging on the counter, we were shagging in the shower. Time to swing it like a metronome. Chiming in a clock tower, we get naked. Start smashing shit like Eric Andre. It's so hot how we get the heat like fucking summer all day. Make her moan, hearts vibrating me. Innocent till proven filthy, but I don't judge. Fuck nah, we know that we're both guilty. I got her laced up like a turkey. Getting plenty of my stuffing. I'm a happy Thanksgiving. This world gives those balls a jumping. Empty my turkey base around her back and tits. She wipes up a little bit on her hand and licks. It gets me turned on like the reboot of my system. She likes my floppy disk, so I shove it hard in her. My dick causing murder. Love, I see a squirter. Pussy making waves, I surf her and I slurp her. I'm pervert, tits on top of my face as she riding me. I'm in a booby trap. She get real bone, bonafide. Who's your daddy? Booty slap. Hit it like the jackhammer in this construction site. Putting in the work fiercely, yeah, that's fucking right. Dripping semen, I'm a demon and a sleep molester. Possess that pussy, call it possessive. And how is she, you ask? She is so fine, sucking her down like a Slurpee with my fingers between her thighs. On her back of leg, except she spreads her V like she's rapping me. Now two girls sucking on my piece like they blowing tree when blowing me. Been curious on a soft fucking, call it Big Bang Theory. Got a porno in the making, like Zach and Mary. I'm removing her skirt, putting it work under her skirt, making it hurt, making it purr, sweating it curse. So hot it burns with a lot of spurt. Feeding on the pussy.
you like a drum, I'ma hit the skins. Play with the body like I show my instruments. If I roll around with two steel dicks inside my pants, one for the fucking and the other going click clack. Yeah, she's riding my dick like a roller coaster. The other my face, I pull her closer, getting in the warmth and making it pop like a toaster. She's got the sense of a god, so I call them entities. She's doing me and doing me, addict of that ballsy. I'm triple S for triple Bex, give a trip effect. Go camping in that pussy, cause she makes me pitch a tent. Nails in her back as I rammed her against a crib. She got him old like I was raping her. I love that shit, she wasn't ready for the darkness. I had to give her, I was hurting that pussy like it had a few slivers. Bitches getting me picked up with juice, watch me come a long way. Living in tag like it's graffiti in the vaginal hallway. She knows how to get nasty, take a load off. She be calling me horse sick like goodbye so long. Cunt in a blunt, blunt in a cunky, literally fucked up. Then we fall asleep all over each other till we wake up and hump.
Hey, we're back. What'd you think, bud?
He says she likes his floppy disk. Speaking of floppy disks, I thought it was pretty funny because just found a whole bunch of floppy disks in my fucking room.
Damn.
Which I was going to try to put them in my computer, but I don't have a fucking disk drive like it. I'm too updated.
Oh, well, I don't know. Go to your local library and find one there. I'm sure they might have them.
Yeah, no. I put them in my old computer, but my old computer's fucked up, so yeah, it was slow as fuck.
Well, there you go. You can put it up in there. I mean, shit. I mean, you don't use it anyway. You can just see what the hell's on them.
Well, some of them were labeled like, you know, like Trish Stratus pictures or some shit. I loaded it up, man. It wasn't even no Trish Stratus pictures on it.
What the fuck was on it?
Just a bunch of pornography.
A bunch of porn labeled on the Trish Stratus pictures.
I was like, man, I probably got some sweet ass pictures of her on here, and then like some other divas and shit, but no. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Oh man. Hey look, it might be Trish Stratus. No, it's a bunch of porn.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but just wasn't no Trish pictures on there.
Oh, man. And I bet you you'll probably find one that says Kelly Kelly. You think it's Kelly Kelly, but that's probably enough. I'm just going to play in a ball being porn.
I said floppy disk, man. Kelly Kelly wasn't around at this time. How old is Kelly Kelly anyway? Isn't she like our age?
I think so.
Yeah, is she going to be? She's old?
Oh, she turns 27 tomorrow.
Damn, I'm older than her.
Oh, man.
I thought she was older than me.
Yeah, man, like, shit, we're both fucking older than her.
That's a little nuts.
Yeah, it is.
But no, man, all the Kelly Kelly pictures are on my computer nowadays.
I want to know why the hell the WWE is deciding to make the fucking New Age Outlaws a heel now.
Like it even matters.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't mind seeing them back and whatnot, but like, are they really going to be like a main thing?
Man, if they are, it's going to be fucking awkward.
Awkward? Even more awkward than Bray Wyatt kissing everybody?
Oh, no, that's more awkward than anything else. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the only person that probably enjoys it is Darren Young.
Hey, man, it's no time to be making gay jokes.
Sure it is.
Yeah, speaking of the old Caitlyn merchandise markdown, I thought that was quite interesting when I found out this morning.
Yeah, right. I mean, shit, fucking an autograph one is now $10, and a non-autograph one is $3.
That's two different things, though, man. Two different pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they had a sale on it or whatever, it was cheap at one point, but then it went back up to $15, and you go back again, since she left, it's now $3. I was like, the fuck? Well,
yeah.
that would be a good time to pick us up.
Yeah, right? If we're all gone.
Like how I actually found a Caitlyn action figure in Kmart.
Damn.
For $10. So I got that shit.
And I would've.
Because everybody else, man, you go on their website or some shit, man, they want like 20 and more.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, fuck out of here, man. I just found this for fucking $9.99. You fucking kidding me? I think it's funny, though, they have, like, three different Caitlyn things, except it's all the same figure, just in different packaging.
What the fuck is the point of that?
Try to confuse you, make it look like a new one.
I think it's funny how fucking Psycho D fucking commented on my status.
About what?
Well, I posted up saying, so what do y'all think Scorpion from Mortal Kombat was like short and fat? He responds saying, way creepier when he says, get over here.
Why would that make him way creepier? Like it isn't creepier.
I don't know.
A normal sized person?
I guess.
I'm waiting for somebody to comment on there with a smart comment like you.
But that'd be funny if somebody actually did that. Going through more Liz Cat videos.
No.
Oh, why not? I mean, let's see. She's got one up on her for singing.
No.
Yeah, I think she's better off not singing. Just looking sexy like she is. Looking like fucking.
Man, she got the voice of a midget, man. Can't even hear.
What the fuck? She's got the voice of a midget.
I can't hear.
Ha 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 ha!
Wait, what did you say? Is it better than her what?
So at least it's better than her twerking.
Alright, so I think you finally watched that, huh?
I wanted to see what the hell she did. But no, man, that was just bad.
Yeah, well, this is why apparently she hates twerking, too. But I guess she wanted to try it. Then she even said, yeah, she hated it.
But it was funny that she stated that everything that she did, she found off of YouTube. Now, I guarantee you, man, there was actually some good videos on YouTube on showing you how to do that. What the fuck were you watching?
Who knows?
Probably watching that one video I saw, this white girl ain't got no ass, is going, trying to shake her ass, looking retarded.
I would not doubt it. And I want to try Indian food.
Hey, this is Liz Cass, and right now I'm having a little mini dilemma. Yeah.
To masturbate or not to masturbate?
Delicious, but I didn't want to put any leftovers.
No. To take out my big tits or not to take out my big tits? That is the question.
Well, that's not really the dilemma for it.
Indian food and everything in there smells like Indian food. Nobody wants that. I mean, I don't want a peanut butter sandwich to taste like Indian food. So, my logical fallacy has led me to...
Liz Katz, if you need a friend, I will be your friend, so you can stop talking to your video camera.
Yeah, I'll be her friend, too.
Havoc will just try to rape you. I will be your friend.
Really? Havoc will just try to rape you. I will be your friend.
Anyway, what is this video about?
About her eating leftover Indian food.
Seriously? There's a video about this?
And having a new printer.
My God, man. I guess I should start putting videos on YouTube.
On the counter. So now my fridge does not smell like Indian food at all. Not even a scent. You wouldn't even know it. But the rest of my house definitely does. So, and I can't throw it away. That's wasteful. So it's my little mini issue right now. Other than that, new printer came in. I'm all giddy. Why did I need a printer? Well, to print things. Well, that and, all those shipping labels and posters, I've been writing out by hand, and I actually, first of all, I hold my pencil, the pens wrong. I've always done this.
I got carpal tunnel now.
I'm about this. It puts pressure right here on my middle finger, and it makes a bump. Well, first it indents in after writing for a while, and then it goes and sticks out.
Why is this necessary, Liz Katz?
It's not much. But other than that, too, it takes so long to write.
Well, she feels like it's necessary to tell people with.
I'm moving as slow as molasses, and literally, I'm getting mail out to you about the same speed as if it were the...
Well, if you were to get something off of her, it'll be there in like a month.
To be a little more efficient, I'm looking over it. It's right there.
Ooh,
it's so official. I got a Epson workforce printer to print out those little...
At least we should get her on here, man. She seems like she'd be good at telling stories.
Man, I'd be down for it.
Since I ask people to tell us stories and nobody ever tells us fucking stories, she sits on a webcam all day and tells stories. So she can come up on here and tell us a story.
Yeah, right.
Even if it is... complete nonsense.
Well, contact Liz Katz. And how bad would it be if it had her fucking number? Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure it just throws her number right out there. Boom. All you perverts on the internet, hit me up.
I don't know, should I put a Havoc or should I put my real name?
Whatever the fuck you want, man. I mean, she's just going to think you're Havoc anyway, since that's what your fucking name says.
At yahoo.com, subject, interview.
Yeah, she'll probably be like, well, you don't have to pay me. That's what people like to do nowadays.
Yep. Plus 5 equals 7.
The fuck?
Oh.
Man, you listening to that rapper again?
What the fuck? I entered the wrong fucking capture number. What the fuck? Okay, 9 plus 14 equals. What the fuck does that equal?
Why the hell are you gonna do math? What the hell?
Because it's the fucking capture.
What the hell? This is why nobody likes using the internet. Get a fucking... You gotta do math.
I know, right? Oh, what the fuck? I'm apparently still putting in the wrong capture.
Jeez.
What the fuck do I gotta do bad just to fucking ask for an interview?
I don't know. Make a video about it.
Okay, 9 plus 14 is 27. 23, my bad. Yay, it finally worked!
You are now in the second grade.
You are now smarter than a first grader.
Barely.
That makes you wonder if fucking Yahya Han thing has a fucking has a capture like that.
Man, you ain't gonna do that, man. Call that number off of her damn order. Talk to her manager.
Yeah, I can do that.
Unless they took the number off of her because I called them.
But they probably did. All because Ghetto G decided to call them.
Hey. He was talking to me, though, so fuck it.
Yeah, Ghetto G made a friend.
I was expecting, like, her to pick up or some shit. Since it was under her PayPal thing.
That didn't work out so well, did it?
I wasn't expecting to go directly to a manager, like, what the hell? I mean, that helps, though.
Yeah, it helps. Let's see. Receipt for your payment to Yahya Han. Yeah, they took that off.
No.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here we go. Thank you, Matthew, for your order. As you see, yep. They took the number off.
There's no number on there at all.
Now all there is need help, contact us at orders@yahyahan.com.
Well, way to go, Ghetto G.
What the hell?
Way to go, Ghetto. You made them take their fucking number down.
Well, you shouldn't have took too long with my order, motherfucker.
Oh, bud.
That's all right. I got the receipt. I still know the number. It's probably still there.
Yeah, now I'm looking through this to see if Monica Lee has a fucking number.
Somebody's a stalker.
Oh, well, I mean, it'd be dope to have her up on here for an interview.
I guess.
Hey, guest, sign in or call in 646-716-8054 so that way we know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Tell us a story.
Yeah. Tell us a story about, I don't know, titties.
Yes, tell us a story about titties.
Apparently they're not interested in telling us a story.
Well, fuck you then.
But now that we're talking about titties, speaking of which, I got some titties to post on Gil G's wall.
It's the reason people keep deleting me.
It probably is.
Man, I barely even post anymore. Motherfuckers still delete me.
But speaking of titties, here we go.
Sacadina, we love those hoes. There's something about the shows, make them take off their clothes like
whoa.
Look at those tickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can even kick it with me. They showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right. We love more than the areola. I love the open, the shoulder, boat, a holder. The lock can show you better than I can told you.
Okay.
Baby be going, but she coming too. Make me wanna chew fruit. Oh, that's in front of you. Ribbons represent them, I'm in eyes of brown, I'm loving what's in them now.
Slither, the Nina blow her mind. She know when I get to drinking, I'm gonna give her overtime. See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking no-sa. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret. Cause baby is an ace, so her cup is the deepest. If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you'll see shit. Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch?
Yum, yum.
I got a
I gobble them up. Make me all good, cause I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up.
Cali, baby.
So let them crank it up a notch. Lifting up their tops until they showing thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. So yeah, get hot, put in shake the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here.
You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. But she knows that I wanted to take the bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them, gonna take them out like bada bing. Titties, coochie, I'll take anything madam bring. It's not a thing, I love that she had them gleam. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think's the first thing Adam seen?
We're back. Enjoy the titties, Ghetto G.
Ladies and gentlemen, the highlight of our show.
I mean, this chick got some big old titties.
Nope.
I trust it. Maisie, her tits, holy shit. And she's only 18?
The hell?
Yeah. She's only 18.
Better be 18.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, she's 18.
Posting child pornography on my wall again.
No. Man, what's up with all the people fucking post on your wall? Oh, we'll win the poke wars for now.
Yeah. Why does everybody feel the need to talk about that? Because nobody will ever win.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I just fucking delete the pokes now.
Wow. Havoc. Just gets rid of them. Who would have thought?
Yeah, they're pointless. Don't need them. They're stupid. And once again, pointless.
I felt the same way about this person that decided to follow me on Instagram the other day with the name Jesus Posts.
Oh, fuck out of here with that.
So I blocked my first person on Instagram. Fucking want no damn Jesus bullshit on my damn shit.
But
how do you feel about New Jersey going to pass a law about sagging your pants?
About what happened?
As where your pants cannot be any more than 3 inches down from your waist. Otherwise, you get fined starting at $25.
Oh, fuck.
You know, like homies with their fucking pants all the way down to their ankles and shit. Yeah, it's because of that. Motherfuckers are going to make it illegal to sag your pants.
That's so stupid.
I mean, it's a good idea, but at the same time, it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, right?
I mean, if they just pick up their fucking pants, we'd be good. I mean, I sag my pants too, but not like that. The fuck?
Oh, bud. Yeah, so apparently they're making it, so it looks like they're going to make it illegal in quite a few states.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I found that shit up on here. That's just retarded. That's supposed to make it illegal.
But that's kind of funny, though, man. Somebody's walking around with their pants sagging, boom, get fined.
Oh, man. That would be funny. It would be nuts at the same time. It's very unnecessary.
Yeah. But it would be hilarious.
Yeah, it would. Let's see.
So how come you weren't at Raw with Lil V?
Because I didn't even know what was coming to fucking up this way.
Rhode Island, man.
Yeah, but I still didn't know it was going to be in Rhode Island.
Well, way to go. You know everything else, but you don't know when Raw's coming.
Exactly. Look at this. New finder. View finders. ISAD. Okay, Equinless. Oh, yeah, Equinless did tell me that she will be putting up some adding new pictures of TD Fox to the store list soon enough. As you know, like as soon as you get enough time to do so.
Alright. Why just her? What about herself?
Well, she's gonna be adding herself too, but along with making sure that she adds of course, Teeny Fox as well.
Yeah, then maybe I can get a picture off him, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You just got one.
Well, yeah, but I want to get the one of I want to get two more. One of just T. Fox and one of just Equinless. Maybe I'll get one of Equinless as She-Hulk in the gym.
That's the only picture she has, besides that other one.
Yeah, I noticed that. But yeah, I'll probably get that one.
I think she should put up a better picture of her as She-Hulk.
Well, yeah, but don't see it happen just quite yet.
So when she does that, then we could talk.
We got 251 with us.
Ah!
Run away, it's DC.
What up? What up, y'all? It's me, DC.
Damn, DC.
I'm on perks, man.
Do you want a cookie?
Sorry, dog.
You want a what?
I want another perk.
Want to get another perk?
I'm about to snort one.
Well, thank you for calling in and telling us that you're doing drugs. Would you like to hear a song?
Not really. I want to talk to you fuckers. Or I wouldn't have called in.
Well, what do you have to say? Do you have a story to tell us?
Not really. I mean, what do y'all want to know a story about? I mean,
you just said you wanted to talk to us. What do you fucking want to talk to us about?
I just wanted to talk. I wouldn't have called in here if I didn't want to.
Come on, you gotta have something to say.
Not really. I mean, I just ain't heard y'all motherfuckers in a while. Y'all said, well, last time I was on here, it was just havoc because you're fashionably late, like always. And
man, don't you question my lateness?
You're always late. Every show, I beat you sometimes.
Well, then maybe I should file a lawsuit.
Not really. There's nothing you can sue me for, and even if there was...
You just said you beat me.
I mean, that wouldn't be a lawsuit, though. That would be like an assault charge. And if you want to go snitch me out, that's cool, but... just...
Well, why would I snitch you out? I'd probably just beat your ass. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, apparently I just beat you, remember?
That's what I'm saying. If you came at me, then I'd have to get you back, right?
No, I mean, I ain't worried about it, shit. I just wish my back would quit itching.
Oh.
Man, we don't need to know about your day.
But yeah, like I was saying, last time I was here, I was talking to Havoc. And y'all was talking about y'all wanted listeners. Well, one, I told him, you know.
Where's the listeners at, DC? Huh? Where they at?
I don't fucking know. Am I the miracle worker? No, I'm just giving you ideas, you little asshole.
Jeez, man, I don't need you coming on here calling me names.
No, ghetto, don't start.
I really don't appreciate it. Just because you don't have a penis, all right? I don't need you coming up on here calling me names.
Listen, just because you call me the Dickless Conundrum does not mean I don't have a penis that I will... put on your forehead, because I will slap you in the forehead with my penis, okay?
What?
And maybe it will make you grow like Super Mario with that mushroom.
All right, that's the gayest thing you've ever fucking said.
I don't know, dude. I'm bored. I'm just talking shit, and I'm kind of like, yeah, that was kind of gay. I kind of take that shit back. I'm sorry.
You know, I was just talking about smacking another dude with his dick. Like, what the hell?
I'm going to have to quit talking about that shit. It might make Ghetto turn over in his grave and try to get me to do anal.
No and no.
Good. Fuck face. But,
again,
yeah,
with
like,
the name
if y'all want listeners, advertise. Advertise, advertise, advertise. Stop being so sensitive.
Stop being a jackass.
I can't help that. That's DC for you.
We'll advertise it on your fucking face.
But, like, stop advertising on Facebook. That shit's so played out. Like, advertise other places. Go to Juggalo Book. And really...
Yeah, Juggalo Book that's shut down every day. Yeah, that'll help.
Really? I didn't know that. I don't even really get on Juggalo Book, honestly.
Well, the last time I was on there was on, then it was off, and it was off for like a whole fucking month.
Really? I never go on there, so it don't matter.
Yeah,
why the fuck are you telling us to go there?
Yeah.
I mean, well, y'all get me through Facebook, but still.
We don't get you through Facebook. I don't even believe you're my friend on Facebook anymore.
You are my friend. Havoc's
what?
Not my friend.
Wait, you're still my friend? I gotta change that then.
Okay.
So what you got any more bright ideas?
No.
Go do street team shit.
We don't have a street team.
Yeah.
That's why I said go do it.
No, we don't know. We need people.
Y'all sales. And then fucking get a street team afterwards.
I'm really not sure what you even just said.
I don't think I even know what the hell he said.
Do it yourselves.
Now we do it ourselves.
And then when you build, street team yourselves. And then, like, afterwards, like, when you build a bigger fan base, you know, or, you know, get in, like y'all used to be down with the lovely lady Juggalos, and y'all used to, you know, I'm not saying go back to them, I'm saying go to other people and try to...
Man, you can't go back to them. They don't exist.
I didn't know that either. This is how much I've been off the map. But as I was saying, go get other people involved. You know what I mean? Like, not saying adult juggalos, but adult juggalos. You know, like adult juggalos. You feel
me?
Man,
I don't want that dude to run this shit.
I'm not saying get
him
to run this shit. Listen to me. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
We've already been everywhere that you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm saying not. I didn't say go to adult juggalos. I said
go to adult juggalos.
I'm done. Let's just talk shit. Fuck it.
Hey,
you
DC,
rabbit,
man.
Raccoon,
We got an interview on Thursday with Whitney Payton. We don't need you calling in here and freestyling.
Dude, you've already talked to me about that shit with the fucking...
No, I'm just saying, we got an interview.
Guy.
So don't call here Thursday.
I ain't going to freestyle if I do call in, but I probably won't call in because I'll probably be at work.
So you can call in the next couple of days, and then Friday and any day after that, just not Thursday.
I ain't going to freestyle on the air. I don't even know who she is, to be honest with you.
Well, look her up on Facebook, the place that you hate so much.
I do kind of hate Facebook. It gets aggravating.
Or, I'm sure she's on Twitter. She's on YouTube.
I don't get on Twitter.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He don't get up on Twitter. He don't get up on YouTube. He don't go up anywhere.
I do get on YouTube.
Yeah, you got to get on there and you got to bop them boy bands. Silence. Holy shit, we silenced DC. Yes.
That's
all right.
First. Since when am I ever silent?
When you're not here.
Yeah, you're right. Well, no, I'm not silent then either. You know, I'm just talking to somebody else who's more important.
I highly doubt that.
I call here, you know, whenever I've got nothing to do or when I'm not at work.
Now, if anybody else could understand that, you know, then we'd have more people here.
Yeah.
But
they don't understand.
They want to play the... I'm too stressed to go.
Dude, I mean, I'm basically just when I've got nothing better to do or when I'm not at work, you know. But, like,
what the fuck? He just, like, died.
His fucking brain died. Anyway, what are we going to listen to?
Well, since he's on Percocets, let's go with a fucking acid by Little White.
Well, I've been tripping for 10 hours on 3 hits of liquid microdot.
On acid,
man, what this folks do to us anyway, man?
Getting chased around the car by some midgets in the parking lot.
I'm on acid,
hey, is a midget coming over here?
Seen Doritos through a tree, a million spiders after me.
I'm on acid.
Oh, come on, I bet he can't eat just one.
talking to me, listen, cause I have you and I have to be kinda smart to even catch that. I might be tripping, but those pippin, grippin, gotta spit that with no expectancy. I made a party from a robbery, accidentally kicked and tripped a thief when he had ran by me. Fuck police, we gon' send this district here to LSD. 50 shot of purple micro dot, you will be gone a week. 20-20 vision blurred and can't even feel the syrup.
I'm on acid.
Man, I can't believe this stuff stronger than that syrup.
I can smoke a pound of drove, drink myself under the floor.
I'm on acid.
I can't even feel none of these beers, man. My eyes ain't red.
Put the straw up to your nose, take the blow straight to your dome.
I'm on acid.
I don't even mess with that snob, dog. I'm tripping.
You passing out in my front yard, throwing up off Xanax bars.
I'm on acid.
Look like you took about one two-minute in pills.
Well, I'm wishing I was sober. Feel the shit from head to shoulders. This ain't even halfway over. It's the part I'm waiting to show you. Laughing long time like hyenas. Laugh a long time at hyenas. In the can or out the can, they still look like a can of penis. I'm the meanest. Acid taking. Downtown cracker on the mic. Chains all cranking. Got you thinking. Good trip gon' turn to a fright. Bubble popping. Trails I'm watching. Floating across the fucking room. A dog came in the den and made a mess and didn't ask for the broom. Now I'm about to hit the sack cause I can't take this shit no more. Relax my mind. Take a deep breath and let my head sink in pillow. Take a 7-hour nap. Wake up 7 minutes later. This the greatest drug the 70s has ever fucking gave us. Yes, it's major. Don't be playing. When you drop it, it will hit you. If it's Del Caps or liquid micro dot, yes, I'm with you. And I'm flipping across the road. Visual contact, lightning glow. The spaceship I'm flying landed in the bay. I have to go. By now I'm weak in some pain and my body's feeling drained.
I'm on acid,
man. I feel like I can't even walk no more.
Coming down off of my drip and my skin's about to rip.
I'm on acid.
My hands hurt.
I'll probably sleep till Thursday, and it's only Sunday.
I'm on acid.
I can't wait to hit my bed, man.
Waking up on that Thursday to have another Saturday.
I'm on acid.
Man, I can't wait till I find more of that shit.
And we're back. And he's on acid.
Is he even here anymore?
Oh, it says he is. That's okay in about 9 minutes. We're all hanging up because I'm going to go pass out for work.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Excitement. I forgot.
Yeah.
Bitty bye boop.
DC's probably out there trying to have sex with Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo? The fuck? I didn't realize he was a pedophile.
I think he just might be.
He just might be. I wouldn't put it past him, actually, yeah.
Hey, he hung up.
I think he hung up, like, fucking 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but it just now said caller dropped.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Thought I was going to be somebody important.
Yeah, we thought that anyways. I just accidentally closed up the soundboard.
So he was probably the guest.
He probably was. And I finally decided he'd call in.
Sleep taking a piss.
Man, that should be pretty funny if that actually happened.
You were just yawning, and then
you accidentally fall asleep and dunk your head in the toilet?
Actually, no, I think it'd be more like fucking smash my head against the wall.
And then in the toilet?
Yeah, unconscious, bleeding, and dying.
It's a good combination. So you still singing your favorite song, King Me?
Fuck no.
How's it go, Havoc?
Oh, that was good. How does it go? Since you know you probably heard it the most that day.
And I brought it up to you. You looked it up. You've been singing for the past couple of days. Like what the fuck? Posting statuses about it.
As
my got it on your iPod.
Hell no. I haven't updated my iPod in a couple of years. Well, in a while.
Well, whatever the fuck you listen to music to. Or off of.
Yeah, too. And I want to hold shoes.
The fuck?
'95.
Too young for you.
Yep. Oh wait, no, she's 18. Should be 19. And 2 days.
I could add her.
Huh? I should add her.
Yeah, and get blocked.
Yeah, probably. Megan Ray, you seem like an angry little bitch.
And why is that?
She goes, well, I'm done with this pussy shit. I'm going to be clear. I'm making myself happy. If you don't agree, well, you're lost. So many lows that would love this wet. So better start appreciating.
Yeah, she just got a vibrator.
I don't love her. And one of the main reasons why I don't love her is her fucking cover picture is Lil Wayne.
I don't love you either. I don't give a fuck what you say, bitch.
Which means Lil Wayne's probably her fucking favorite rapper. Oh, wait, no. Her favorite gremlin.
It's funny when people hate on Lil Wayne and then somebody that likes him comes by. They're like,
that's true.
Why are you talking shit on him?
Yeah, it's like, fuck that, though.
It was funny that the other day somebody said Lil Wayne was a cancer.
Yeah, because he is.
He is, yeah. And somebody got mad about that.
You get mad all you want, it's true.
It's damn true.
You know, I completely forgot fucking AJ Jordan. it did a track with fucking Whitney Payton.
Mainly because nobody gives a fuck about AJ Jordan.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wait, no, that's just me that don't give a fuck.
I'm watching Nicole Tudor plug in and go off on people.
Yeah, she hasn't been my friend for the longest time.
Man, I don't talk to her like I used to, but I just keep her on it because shit, I got every time she posts, she makes my Facebook look sexy.
We all know why she's there, Ravik.
Yeah, because she looks good and has a big old tooth.
There we go. There's the real reason.
Yeah, but hey, I finally made myself a juggler book, even though I had one before. But apparently that got deleted. Because I didn't use it forever.
It's a complete waste of time.
10 seconds. And this thing's completely off. Like, because, like, my fucking clock already says 1 o'clock and then it's saying 10 seconds left. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Alright, I'm going to go pass the fuck out. Are you going to work? Come home? I'm going to go pass out again.
Wow, that sounds so exciting. Goodbye.
Peace.